I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey and Russia have signed a ceasefire in the Syrian province of Idlib, but one ministry is praying for more. And a story-driven radio program will be reaching more people with the gospel. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. In Syria, a ceasefire went into effect Friday between Russia and Turkey in the province of Idlib. The fighting there had triggered the worst humanitarian crisis of the entire 9-year war. Cry Out Now's Jane, whose name has been changed for security purposes, says that many people have grown fatigued of the war, but she's involved with a prayer network of Christians who haven't given up on Syria.
And we just asked God what we should pray for. And the previous one that we did at the end of last year, he kept on taking us back to Raqqa, and then we had to pray for Raqqa, and we had to pray for God to send Syrian believers back to Raqqa to rebuild that city. And in this event that I just came from last week, God kept on putting a spotlight on Idlib and saying that we need to pray for a quick lasting ceasefire in Idlib. We need to pray for revival in Idlib. We need to pray for stories of visions and dreams of Jesus walking in the streets of Idlib. And that's what we need to pray for.
Please join in prayer that God will restore hope and joy to the ruined country of Syria.
It's the cities that you do feel they're the most damaged, the most broken. Why would anybody want to go back there? But the sense of God saying, no, even in the darkest places and even in the hardest places and even the places that have been the headquarters for enemy forces, those are the places where God wants to bring new life.
Next is the coronavirus spreads in Iran. It's piling more problems on the sanctions-hit country. Everything's at a standstill. Misinformation combined with disinformation in the early days aggravated the outbreak into a crisis. Transworld Radio's Lauren Libby says they're scrambling to broadcast their special coronavirus programming into Iran.
It's a matter of taking the scripts and actually producing them in Farsi. So a matter of days to be able to do that. There's also the airtime that we're able to free up to be able to do it.
And consider this point.
Remember the Arab Spring? When the Arab Spring went across the Arab world and the openness to the gospel? All of a sudden, people began to have visions and dreams throughout. And the spread of the gospel in the Muslim world really began to take off after the spring.
As it all unfolds, we can pray that the body of Christ rises up to meet the challenge.
From a physical standpoint, this pandemic may very well be the Arab Spring for the world where the Lord gets people's attention. And the question is, are we able to provide help, hope, and comfort in the midst of that? Because God may be preparing the ground for a real movement.
And for over four decades, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries has been sharing the gospel through the radio show A Word With You. Now the unique program is able to reach even more people. Ron Hutchcraft says this ministry is called Story Wrapped Rescue Radio.
And that simply means that the message that rescues us from our lostness, our brokenness, and an eternity without God, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, will be clearly, non-religiously, creatively, and regularly what our program is about.
They aim to apply the gospel to every area of life and show that Christ is the only way to experience peace. So they introduce the message and energetic stories that people can relate to. And now Transworld Radio is helping take this dynamic rescue radio to new listeners. Hutchcraft says,
and we were approached by Transworld Radio, our wonderful partners, and they suggested that the story format that we use would be very effective in other cultures, because we live in a storytelling world. So we started with the most spoken language in the world, which is Mandarin.
Now they're expanding into Spanish, Hindi, Arabic, and Japanese. Please pray they'd be faithful to the gospel and see support come in to continue translations. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Find us at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.